Proclamation number 3425 of 3rd of February, 1945. Spiritual working. Ability enhanced by will. The willingness to fulfill a spiritual task earns the human being increased abilities which, however, must first be trained. So the human being is not exceptionally predisposed as such, but through his will he increases certain spiritual dispositions himself and can now be instructed accordingly. His task first requires knowledge, into which he must therefore be slowly introduced. It also requires a lively intellectual activity in order to be able to reproduce the knowledge vividly. Otherwise it cannot become effective. The human being himself must be completely permeated by the knowledge, thus he must first have made himself receptive to it through serious desire, and this required the will for truth. If these conditions are fulfilled, then the human being will be seized by God's love, he will be instructed. His knowledge will constantly increase so that he will then have spiritual wealth at his disposal which will enable him to carry out the task he has been given for the time on earth if he voluntarily offers himself for it. Thus his ability does not depend on his natural disposition but his will alone is decisive as to whether this ability is developed in him. And thus every person can grow beyond his natural disposition if he declares himself willing to work as a laborer in the vineyard of the Lord and contribute to the salvation of countless souls from spiritual darkness. This serious will can completely change a person by directing his thinking into completely new areas which were previously foreign to him. And this is already the working of God who prepares him for his earthly task. The gift of intellect will be sharpened so that he will therefore also be able to vividly reproduce the knowledge he has received. He always has to be completely permeated by knowledge if he wants to pass it on to his fellow human being, because he also has to expect objections from him which he should refute, which he can only do if he has intellectually processed what he has received extraordinarily, thus through spiritual activity. But the fact that God's Spirit can work in a human being is irrefutable, only this also presupposes conditions which the human being's will has to fulfill. And the first condition is unselfish loving activity. Without this the Spirit of God cannot become effective in the human being. But where love is practiced, understanding will also be shown towards the extraordinary working of the Spirit, even if the person previously lacks knowledge of the Spirit's strength. Hence, a person's degree of love determines his abilities, and every person can reach this degree if he seriously wants to. Thus every person can also have extraordinary abilities at his disposal if he is extraordinarily lovingly active and voluntarily willing to fulfill a task which applies to his fellow human being's salvation. He makes himself available to God as a laborer in the vineyard of the Lord. Then he is trained by God himself. He is instructed in order to now also be able to work according to God's will. Amen.